Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, hey there, my friend. Welcome back to Drummer Daily. My name is Daniel Hadaway, a.k.a. The Drum Coach, and I am pumped that you are here to chat for a few minutes about all things drumming, specifically in the professional context, hopefully. Normally scheduled, it seems like, with these podcast episodes, the second that I started recording the construction equipment outside, the people working on the house across the street decided that they needed to make a lot of noise. So maybe you can hear it, maybe you can't, but I certainly can. It's pretty funny, but we're doing all right. As I record this, my Tennessee Titans won their first game of the season last night against the Denver Broncos. It was a very, very late game, and I stayed up and watched the whole thing. Regretted it maybe this morning, trying to get up early, but hey, I'm doing good because at least my team won. If I'd stayed up that late to watch a game where my team lost, maybe I wouldn't be so happy about it. But anyway, I wanted to talk a little bit about something that happened last week, and it's pretty cool. Last week, I guess it was Sunday. Yeah, it was Sunday. I posted one of my Instagram videos, which I do a lot. Or not a lot, but I do it relatively frequently, where I'm playing drums. And this one, I felt like I just wanted to do something for fun. And so, and I apologize, by the way, my allergies are acting up this week, so I feel a little bit off with my voice and my sniffling and stuff. Anyway, so I posted a video, and this one I decided to have a lot of fun and kind of made like a metal song. It was pretty heavy, and to me, honestly, it was like the idea was like, could I do something super silly that was still fun to play, but just like I wasn't trying to be so serious or be like so cool or anything like that. And had a really great time making that track. But you know, my whole point with making it was, sometimes you don't need to worry so much about being cool. You just need to you can have fun, but also like do your best while having fun. So just because what I created in this situation was something that was intended to be fun, didn't mean that I didn't do my best at it. So I didn't work hard to like make my drumming the best at it. I didn't work hard to like pick out the best parts. I didn't work at like getting the best sound that I could. I didn't do my best at it. I still did my best at it. But did it in what I thought was a silly context. Now, of course, like there's a fine line for me between like silly and something I like. Like I really do like heavy music. I definitely, like when I was younger, listened to a lot of hardcore and metal. And so there's a part of me that still really likes it. So I'm definitely not like just, I'm not too cool for school and saying that this is not cool. I actually like it still. But I also like, there's this like funny thing. Like I think with heavy music sometimes, like if you laugh at something, sometimes like it can be like so heavy, it's funny, but like it's also good. It's hard to describe. Some of the best stuff you can do is stuff that makes you laugh, not because it's not good, but just because there's a natural reaction to laugh at things. So that's what I did. That's what I pursued. But with that in mind, I've always preached on this show and in other places that you got to You got to do your best, and you have to trust that when you put yourself out there in one context or with one style, you can't be afraid to go all in on that style and do your best at that style, because you have to respect other musicians enough to understand that that's not all you can do. So what's really funny about that is that I posted that video on Sunday, and that same day, an old friend of mine, he reached out to me through Instagram and said, "Hey, he's an artist. He's signed to a label and stuff. He's like, I'm doing a live video shoot, this Tuesday. So 2 days away. And do you want to play drums on it?" I was like, "Yeah, it's great." So what's really funny is, we worked it out. I prepared. So the next few episodes, I'm going to share a lot about what I learned in this process or some new things I kind of picked up along the way. Lessons that I think we all could take away from that situation. But, what's interesting about it is when I got to the gig on Tuesday to do this video shoot, I was talking to, this guy for a little bit, the artist. He actually told me, he said, "You know, Sunday I was like, I have a great band put together, but I don't have a drummer. I don't know who I'm going to pick yet. I don't know who I'm going to ask or whatever." And he said that he was just on Instagram and he happened to see my really silly, heavy, you know, music, metal, for fun drum video. And it reminded him, of me as a drummer. I played with him one time. He toured with me in one of my past bands probably 6 or 7 years ago, maybe. And as part of the show, the tour we did, I played one song with him every night, the same song. So I have literally played a total of one song with him ever before in my life. And then beyond that, he saw a video of me playing metal music, or not, I don't know what you call it. I mean, you're going to listen to what I play and you're like, that's not metal. I don't know what the rules are about what's metal or what's heavy. It was a heavy, really heavy song. And this guy is a church, like worship leader, like Christian music artist type thing. So he saw my silly metal video, but he didn't look at that and go, "Oh, Daniel's a metal drummer now. I can't hire him to play my church worship music video gig." No, because he's a musician. He understands art and understands the traits and the characteristics that can be exemplified in one style of music that obviously are transferable to other styles of music. And so the first thing and the only thing I really wanted to share with you today is to reinforce what I've taught or said a lot about choosing your genre, your styles that you play. Because I've always said that when you post, like if you're going to post videos on Instagram or YouTube or wherever of yourself playing, which I do encourage that, if nothing else than to get the result that I got, which is just to remind the people, the other musicians in your community, that you exist and that you're good enough to do their gig. But when you're doing it, don't be scared to do your best at a specific genre. Because I think a lot of times when we get timid about going too deep into one style of music, the thing that gets sacrificed because we're unsure about going all the way with that style, the thing that gets sacrificed is not, going to extreme with a style and pigeonholing ourselves. But what really is happening is the overall outside perceived, our perceived ability, the ability that other people perceive that we have, that's what gets diminished. It's not the stylistic, you know, polarizing, whatever that it might be about the style of music. You're not reducing how polarizing the music is, or your video or your, you know, perception is. You're only reducing how good other people think you are. So don't think that just by holding back a little bit stylistically, that you're showing some kind of versatility. Go all the way in whatever style you choose to play and let the listener, trust the listener to know that you're good enough for their gig if you're good enough for this other thing. And I'm proof positive of that. Like, I mean, that's what happened this last week was, you know, I posted a silly metal video and a guy who's a church worship leader was like, "Hey, come play my gig." It was a lot of fun. And like I said, I'm going to share the next couple episodes. I'm going to share some more stuff about, some lessons I learned, in this process and some nice reminders that I had. Let that be an encouragement to you. Hopefully that, you can go all the way in whatever style you like, and it's not going to keep you from, getting gigs and other styles of music. You're not pigeonholing yourself like you think you are, by going full on with a style. It actually shows that you are, more, versatile in your drumming by, going all the way headfirst into each style that you play. All right. Thanks for joining me today on Drummer Daily. And I can't wait to join you again next time to chat more about drumming and being a pro drummer and attempting to become a pro drummer. So we'll talk then. This is bye for now.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.